Visiting with us today on Regional Radio is head baseball coach for the Bismarck Indians, Abe Warren, in his second year with the program and finishing up a pretty good season, unfortunately falling in the district championship to St. Vincent, a very tough team, maybe even a team of destiny. But coach, we do appreciate the time you're spending with us today. And first off, want to congratulate you on getting as far as you did this season, also finishing with a 14-win, 8-loss record. Just sum up for us the season for you, the ups and downs, and just what the message to your team was after suffering that loss.
Yeah, it was an up-and-down season, and I think every team goes through that. For us in particular, it was a season of extreme highs and extreme lows, and we battled through it, and I'm really proud of our kids for fighting all the way to the end, having a chance to move on to the state playoffs. But, it didn't happen. You mentioned a team of destiny with St. Vincent, and, they might make a really long run. The games that they won to get where they are, you got to tip your hats to them. And they've had a really impressive run, and unfortunately we're part of that. And yes, what my message to the team was, it was kind of, it was a successful season. We won a lot of baseball games. We had a chance to really leave our mark. That didn't happen. But, I just told the kids that in life, you're going to have successes and failures. And, I truly believe that what defines a man isn't what their successes are. It's how they respond to their failures, and how we respond to kind of a devastating loss will define us in the future, define our seniors on what they do after they move on, and hopefully they learn something from it. And, we can take a step forward, them becoming young men, us as a baseball team, and just everybody gets better from it.
Well, you and I being about the same age, mid to upper 20s, obviously we don't have the same experience and knowledge that someone 40, 50 years old, a coach would have. But the message that you just told us, you gave the kids, sounds like a really, really strong message. So you being young and them being obviously very young because they're in high school, but do you feel like the connection between you and your players is easier because y'all are so close in proximity in age that maybe you get more out of them because you are a younger coach?
I don't know about that. I think that it would have its advantages and disadvantages, just like with anything. But, one thing I can say about, my team and my relationship with them is, you get real close to your players. I've been with them for 3 years now, 2 years as a head coach, and, we're a small team. We spend a lot of time together. I think during the fall and spring, I probably see more of them throughout the day and evenings and nights and weekends than their own parents do. And, you learn to love them, obviously. And it's hard when, you have a devastating loss, seeing the look in their eyes and, how upset they are. It's just, something that you learn to deal with. And it's not going to be the last time that they experience failure on the baseball field or in life or wherever it is. And I just want them to be prepared for it the next time it happens. And, I truly believe that you can get better from losses. You can get worse from bad and ugly wins, depending on how you play. So it's all about moving forward, getting better. And that's kind of the message that Coach Hayes and I was giving to them is, don't let this loss define you. Bounce back. Most of them are going to be playing high-quality baseball in the summer. And I think that when we come back July 31st for our first fall practice, we're going to be prepared to be, a very competitive baseball team.
A couple of things that I wanted to point out. 14 wins this year, quite impressive. The last winning season that Bismarck had was 2013, and they only amounted to 11 wins. So you beat that winning record by 3 total wins, which in the small sample size that you guys have an opportunity to create for yourself because of a smaller schedule, that's actually pretty significant. So what are you most proud of the team accomplishments this season?
There's a lot of things but that you can probably look at. We started out really hot this year, 7-0. That's not easy to do. We really kind of made our mark and as a result of that, we were seeing everybody's best shot week in and week out. And I think that made us a better baseball team in the end. You look at the Chaffee win, you know, they were, you know, ranked highly in the state polls, and how we battled back. And we, after last year, you know, winning a district championship, making it to quarterfinals, you know, you'd think that there was a lot of big wins there, emotional and just, you know, extreme ups that we talked about, and it certainly was. But I think that that Chaffee win, just how it happened, I think since I've been there, that was probably the most exhilarating win that we've had. And I think, you know, the boys would probably tell you that too. And, you know, that's something that we're not going to forget for a while. You always want to win your last game. That was our goal. I know we came well short of that, but there's a lot of things that, you know, we can be proud of, from, you know, our run differential. Our pitching was absolutely fantastic. We never gave up double-digit runs in one game this season, which, when you look at the new pitch count regulations, you know, there was a lot of high-scoring games in high school baseball this year, and the depth of our pitching really kept us in every single baseball game. So there's a lot that we can look on and be proud of. A lot of individual milestones that came this year that I'm proud of a lot of kids for. So, you know, all in all, I think it was a successful season, and, you know, one I won't forget for a while.
Let's go ahead and bring it back to pitching. You mentioned the pitching being phenomenal for you guys this year, not giving up double-digit runs in any single game this season out of 22 opportunities to do so. And even in your loss to St. Vincent, you lost 9-2. If that's any consolation, obviously you want to win that game and score 10 runs. But let's talk about Grant Latham. He had a fantastic year if you look at the numbers. What about his season really impressed you the most, and how much is Bismarck baseball going to miss him?
Well, when you say Grant Latham, anybody outside of the program or the community or high school baseball in this area, they can look at the numbers and everybody's going to be impressed what he's done from his freshman year to his senior year. The numbers speak for itself. But as far as Grant Latham as a leader, as a young man now, we could talk for an hour. He is, without question, the best leader I've ever coached in high school baseball. He was, without question, one of the most talented players I've ever coached as well. And he's just a grinder. He's a leader of men. I know he's going to do great things at Evangel, where he's playing in his for the next 4 years. And we're definitely going to miss him. He's the glue of our team. He's the glue of the school. There's no question about that. And, you know, how small schools are. And, you know, he's just made his mark. I told him that yesterday. He set the bar high. And it was through a lot of hard work, determination, dedication. And you just, you know, you can't replace that. You know, hopefully we have someone that steps up and takes that role. And I think we have a bunch of young men that are definitely probably capable of, you know, filling that. But to do it the way Grant did, I don't think it's, you know, fair to ask anyone to do it that way, because, you know, he's just unique and they don't come around very often like Grant. You know, obviously we'll miss what he did on the baseball field, but just the type of person he is, we're definitely going to miss him.
Well, I just want to go ahead and throw out a stat line since we're talking about the incredible stats he put up this year. We'll go with the batting line here from the most recent stats that you have for us. 5.15 batting average, mm-hmm. 34 hits, 14 of them extra base hits, 30 RBI. Who do you think can step into that role next year? You've got a great core of juniors, including an Austin Jarvis. So what are some of the players that you're looking forward to kind of stepping in his shoes in the batter's box and maybe even on the mound as well?
You know, when you look at our team, what we have coming back next year, you look at Hunter Drake, which everybody, when they, you know, if you're familiar with our team, they think of him as being the horse on the mound, which he is, but he's very capable at the plate. Logan Dunn, who had a great sophomore campaign. Sean Mork had a great sophomore campaign. All those guys, even Timmy Mork, you know, they're going to produce runs. They're going to get on base. They're going to hit balls in the gap, and they're going to do all those things that you need to be a competitive winning baseball team. And I don't think one person's going to just do what Grant did. They might eclipse it. They're very talented players. But we definitely have a good core coming back. We're going to miss the three seniors that we had because they played a significant role for the last couple years. But we definitely have a lot to be proud of and look forward to with the group we have coming back, returning.
For those listening to this, Jacob Gibson, Jacob Reese, Grant Latham, all graduating from your baseball squad, moving on to bigger and better things for sure. When coaches get ready for a season, and I'm just guessing here, they probably put out a list of goals that they want to achieve, whether it's not whether it's a player specifically reaching a certain stat line or certain contributions, or maybe team goals such as winning your district title, winning the first round in a state tournament. So I know you've got some time to think about it, but what are some goals you want to set for yourself, for your team, for the program moving forward as you develop your coaching style and skills along with the players as well?
To be honest, I haven't really thought too much about next year. I'm still kind of in a little haze from, you know, the whole district tournament run and how it ended. And I thought a lot about that game. I've honestly been trying not to because it does hurt to go through there just because I really feel like we made a lot of mistakes that, you know, we normally don't make. And but nonetheless, when you look at next year with the group that we're going to have, we always want to win a district title. We're going to want to win a conference championship. We're going to want to do all those things. And, you know, others might not think that those are attainable, but we definitely feel like it is. We talk about, you know, last year when we won the district championship, that was the goal the entire year. You know, we had stretches, two stretches where we lost four baseball games in a row last year, but we were always talking about districts and how that was our goal. Well, this year it was a little different. We wanted to win every game we played, and we had a chance to win every game we played. Every game except for two, we had a lead in the game and had a chance at the end of the game to win. So I think that those two mentalities combined going into next year is going to probably define our team and how we approach the game. One thing from this year that I noticed is we took losses really hard. And I think that moving forward into next season is we have to learn that, you know, you're going to lose baseball games. Sometimes you got to take one on the chin. Sometimes you just get beat. And that we're going to have to understand that we can't let one loss on a Monday affect us in a game on a Tuesday or whenever it is. So that's something that we're going to work on in the future. And I think that the group that we have is going to be, like I said earlier, very, very competitive. And we're going to learn a lot about what we're going to be this fall. So I'm looking forward to this fall. Like I said, July 31st is our first practice, and I know the boys are too.
We're speaking to Abe Warren, head coach, second-year head coach for the Bismarck Indians baseball squad. Coach, you may have fallen to St. Vincent 9-2 in the Class 2 District 3 championship, but it certainly seems like the program and the baseball team's stock is rising. And we do appreciate the time you spent with us today, and we wish you the best of luck in the fall and the spring.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage all season.
No problem. Bismarck Indians head baseball coach Abe Warren. They finished the year 14 wins, 8 losses, falling in the Class 2 District 3 championship game to the St. Vincent Indians by a final score of 9-2. Coach Abe Warren, again, we thank you for joining us on Regional Radio.